You've been maybe missing that kind of bread and butter centre forward header.
Well, it's something that we've worked on, you know, probably from the second half of last season, and we've carried it on into our pre-season now, you know, and we want to try and work the ball wide, and we want to try and get, you know, crosses in the box, and I think tonight we've had nearly 30 crosses into the box. The second half in particular, there was some real quality coming in from either side with Tanzer and Henderson. And yeah, I think the goals will come. I've got absolutely no doubt in my mind with the quality that we've got within the whole group, you know, not just the team that started tonight, but you know, the players that came on, Dennis and Erwin are a real threat, McPherson as well. You know, it was all in all a really good performance. Of course, I would love to be standing here with another three or four goals, but I felt, you know, if you'd have offered me 1-0 prior to the game, I'm sure I would have took it.
Well, it would have been a travesty, that referee decided to have gone against you in the last minute there, because you had such dominance in the game tonight.
Yeah, and I think that's where the frustration kind of came from, you know, in going into the last 10 minutes, because I felt, you know, don't get me wrong, Dunfermline deserve a huge amount of credit, and Peter hadn't surprised me by any stretch in terms of how he set his team up. I watched Alloa plenty of times last season, and I knew the way they would play. It took us a little bit longer than I would have liked to have got to grips with their system, but I felt that once we did, you know, we finished off the first half, the last 15 minutes, very strongly, and really dominated the second half. But you are always wary when you've got a 1-0 advantage. It only takes one counter-attack or one set play or one penalty decision to go against you, and all of a sudden you're going to penalty. So all in all, really pleased. You know, Jack Anix had as quiet a night as what he's had for a long time, which is what we want, because Todorov and O'Hara are a very good pairing, and yeah, I think I've got to be satisfied with the end result, really.
Some great debuts for your new boys, some really good players.
Yeah, incredible. That's what I said to them after the game. I mean, the boys that have been here last year, I thought they were all excellent as well, but I don't think I've fielded as many debutants in one starting 11 at this point in the season before, and every single one of them, you know, showed the fans what they're capable of and why we brought them to the club. You know, Alan Power was outstanding at times, Charles Dunn at the back. It's only the big man's third game in 22 months, his first 90 minutes in God knows how long, and you know, I just thought he looked like a Rolls Royce at times at the back. Left-sided centre halves with pace are extremely hard to find. We took a little bit of a punt on the big man, but we were satisfied with the medical and everything, and he looks great. Tanzer, outstanding. Curtis Main getting off the mark. Eamon Brophy worked his socks off, as you know you're going to get with Brophy, and the goals will come for him as well, and wee Kilson in the middle of the pitch as well. So listen, all in all, I think it's been a good evening, and I think the supporters, you know, showed their appreciation at the end for what they saw in the second half, and I have to thank them, and it's great to have them back, and I look forward to getting even more of them back in the not too distant future.
Just a quick thing, I read before the game you said you had clubs have thrown out two or three really good bids for Jamie McGrath. Mm-hmm. Have they been recent?
Yeah, yes, we had a bid a couple of weeks ago. You know, we're very transparent with Jamie and his representatives. They know what's going on, you know, but we want to hold on to him, you know, hence why he's in the starting 11 tonight. We don't need to sell anybody, but at the same time, we're always fair to any player that comes here or comes through the academy. You know, if a bid meets our valuation and it's a club that Jamie quite likes the idea of, then, you know, we're not going to stand in anybody's way to go on and earn some really good money, but also get a move to possibly a bigger club. So we have to be realistic about the situation. You know, Jamie's done great for his last season. He's, you know, a senior international now, which is great. And that's how I sell this place to the young players that I bring, you know, whether it's from Ireland or whether it's from down south. You know, we ask them to come and give us a good year or two, and if they do the business for us, then we'll not stand in their way, and that's always going to be my mantra anyway going forward.
And is he on side with that?
Yeah, no, Jamie's a really, really good character, really level-headed. You know, he's not in kicking my door down, demanding that we accept bids. He understands the situation. There's plenty of time to go before the window shuts. But there are some serious clubs interested. You know, we've only had maybe two or three concrete bids on the table, but at the same time, the club have been brave, the board have been brave, and they threw those bids out because, as I said, they don't meet our valuation for the player. For us to replace a 17-goal midfielder is going to be very, very difficult, and you know, a couple of hundred grand here and there is not going to cut it.
Is that a club's name?